In 1907, Picasso met Georges Braque, beginning the most influential artistic partnership of the 20th century. Their experimentations with representing objects in physical space became known as Cubism, a way of painting in which objects were broken down into simplified shapes and viewed from multiple angles. Though this new approach to seeing revolutionized Western painting, it was at the same time a development of previous artistic experiments with visual space. Both Picasso and Braque were strongly influenced by the angular shapes and planes that were the signature style of Paul Cézanne. After their mostly grey and ochre paintings of the early 1910s, now known as analytical cubism, Picasso and Braque began to incorporate a wider range of colours and materials other than paint into their works. In this later phase, which became known as synthetic cubism, Picasso went even further, practically reinventing sculpture with reliefs like this violin of 1915. Made from cut and folded sheet metal, nailed or wired together, and painted, it was an entirely new way of making sculpture, not carved from a block, nor cast from a mold, but constructed or assembled, then painted, and indeed mounted on the wall as if it were a painting. As in many of his Cubist works, Picasso deliberately left few clues for the viewer to work out what the object was. Among the more enigmatic, abstract shapes, only a few basic elements of the instrument remain, so that the characteristics of the violin are implied rather than described. Françoise Gillot, Picasso's lover and muse during the 1940s, later recounted that, with Cubism, Picasso wanted to pose a deliberate challenge to the viewer. By mixing what they know with what they don't know, Picasso apparently said, their mind thrusts forward into the unknown and they begin to recognize what they didn't know before and they increase their powers of understanding.